Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 153. It's April 30th, 2013. Today's topic, don't take no for an answer. This week's podcast was written by my wife, Shelley Lefkoe, who's been a certified Lefkoe Method facilitator for about 25 years. Although it was originally written for parents, her message is extremely valuable for all people. This is a really important podcast. Please listen. We work so hard to teach our kids to take no for an answer. We get annoyed when they don't listen and keep insisting on getting their way. We even say things like, when I say no, I mean no. We envy the parents of kids who are well-behaved and do what they're told. We secretly wish our kids would be like them. What would our kids have to believe if they took no for an answer and obediently did as they were told all the time? I'm powerless. What I want doesn't matter. I have to listen to others and do what they say. It doesn't pay to try. Imagine how these beliefs would manifest in your child's life. When they grew up, they'd probably be the kind of people who never break the rules, who always do as they're told. Are those the kind of people who change the world? Now, I'm not suggesting that your children should disregard what you say, but I am saying that maybe we're not serving our children well by teaching them to accept the first no. Going for what you want. Our daughter Brittany was the kind of child who never took no for an answer. She was not easy to deal with. She would beg, plead, come up with reasons why she should have her way, cry and threaten, not to mention use her body, will, and determination. Brittany was about 18 months old, and I was going to do a parenting talk in a church. She didn't want to get rest. Morty was out, and I tried every trick and parenting tool in the book, and nothing worked. I finally put her on the sofa, put one knee on either side of her, and put her diaper on, telling her the whole time how much I loved her and how I didn't want to do this. When I finished, I stood up, and so did she. She looked me in the eye and pulled both tabs off the diaper, and down it came. What was I to do? So I said, well, looks like you don't want to get dressed, so let's just go. If it gets cold, let me know, and I'll put some clothes on you in the car. Off we went. By the time we got to the church, she agreed to put her clothes on. That's how it was with Britt. When I said no to her, rarely did she reply, okay, Mom, whatever you say. To say that I had to get creative is an understatement. Rather than say no to Brittany, Morty and I tried to play the possibilities game and let her have some say in what would or would not happen. Sometimes we'd say, now's not a good time, but maybe later. Or, it doesn't feel safe to let you do that, but what else could you do instead, rather than just saying no? And we always tried to give our reasons for saying no, and sometimes it was still no. Brittany advocates for herself. Fast forward 16 years. Brittany was a junior in high school and needed one more English course to graduate. She signed up for poetry, but was told that the class was overfilled and that she'd have to take composition instead. She had already taken a composition class at the local community college, so it didn't make sense for her to take a high school-level class. Britt went to the teacher and asked to be admitted to the poetry class, even though she had been told it was filled. She told Britt to take the composition class. It'll be an easy A, she said. Britt was not convinced. I don't care about easy A's, and that class won't look good on my transcript. But most importantly, I'll be bored to tears, she replied. After the teacher said no, Britt went to the principal, who said no as well. Finally, she called the local superintendent of schools. He asked Brittany if she had any suggestions. Because the teacher of the poetry class refused to allow any more students into the class, Brittany suggested the school create an independent poetry class. She'd be the only student. The teacher would give her an assignment, she'd do it on her own, and hand it in. The high school had never done anything like that, but after the superintendent recommended Brittany's suggestion, the principal finally agreed. Brittany had never learned to take no for an answer. Blake advocates for herself. Our daughter Blake went to the Mead School. a small private school in Westport, Connecticut. Every year, the middle school went on a ski trip with the teachers. Snowboarding was just becoming popular, and Blake wanted to be able to snowboard instead of ski. We'd been going to a nearby mountain every Friday night for a few seasons, and Blake had become a very competent snowboarder. One of the teachers told Blake that she'd not be allowed to snowboard and would have to use skis because none of the teachers knew how to snowboard and couldn't snowboard down the mountain with her. Blake thought that was silly because the teacher could just as easily ski next to her as snowboard. So she asked if she could present her argument at the teacher staff meeting on Friday to make her case. She went in with a signed note from us relieving the teachers and the school from any responsibility if Blake hurt herself. They acquiesced. Blake had never learned to take no for an answer. If you don't take no for an answer, anything is possible. In both of these situations, our kids learned that they could get creative and advocate for themselves. They had learned earlier in life that they were efficacious and could make things happen, but most importantly, they knew that they had power and control over their lives. It's important to teach your kids that sometimes no may end up being no, and they have to learn to accept that. But it also is important to fight for what they want. You need to teach them to never give up. And even if they can't do something right now because someone says no, it doesn't mean it can never happen or that everyone would say no. This might make parenting a little more difficult when your child is little and still lives at home. But doing this will have a profound positive impact on your child when he or she becomes an adult. The world is changed by people who don't take no for an answer. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please post your questions or comments about the importance of not taking no for an answer. You can post it at mortylefko.com. Your comments will add value for thousands of readers. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. For more information about parenting and Shelley's other posts, please visit ParentingTheLefkoWay.com. That's L-E-F as in Frank, K-O-E. ParentingTheLefkoWay.com. Don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate several limiting beliefs free. Have a good week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.